Are you your biggest obstacle? What is it that you've always wanted to do that you have never done? Have you ever been in a place where you keep putting things onto tomorrow? Do you always have an excuse for things not working out for you? Do you have lots of, once this happens, then I will start doing XYZ? Are you looking for someone to come and give you a break? Do you love to dream, but your dreams feel so distant? Are you the one who's blocking your life? And are you the one who is your biggest obstacle? It's not one, but many people that I have come across who tend to be their biggest obstacle. Recently, I met a lady and she had excellent work skills. She was very creative, and anybody who'd met her would know that she is so encouraging. But her problem was that she had become her biggest obstacle. She had always been waiting for a break, for someone to come along and someone to give her a platform, or someone successful to introduce her to someone else or to some other successful people so that she could become successful. This is some strange torture that the mind puts us through. When I was in session with her, there were two very important insights, two very important revelations that came about. One was that she knew a lot of people who she thought could help her, and when they did not help her, she would feel disappointed with them that they did not help her. And the second was very, very important. As we progressed along the conversation, there was an interesting discovery that shifted her reality completely. It was that she discovered that she was trying to piggyback on others so that she did not have to take the blame and the responsibility in the end if she failed. She could always say that they did not help me and hence I failed. Or it's because of them I failed. I should have never trusted them. And having that was something that was helping her out, because she did not have to take any responsibility. That was some breakthrough. How many of us, or how many of you, are pushing the buck, making up the stories for your failures? What if from now on, you could actually start with something different? Maybe you can start with gratitude for who you are, for what you can create, and for wherever you are right now. Gratitude for self is the first step to creating the life that you actually desire. Now, after she had this realization, she was finally free, because she was finally free to play, free to create everything that she desired, because she did not have to depend on anybody else. She was not waiting for anyone else or anything else or any more for anything to create her life. She was now willing to take responsibility to move forward, and responsibility for her success and whatever she created. What if you could choose the same? Start by asking that, what is it that I would like my life to look like? What would I like to have for myself? What do I need to be or create in order to have all of that? Dig deep within. Observe if you are creating any blockages. Observe if you are putting those roadblocks in your way, and are you your biggest obstacle? Have gratitude for who you are and allow the magic of you to unfold.
Fear. Fear is a camouflage. Fear is a distractor. It is the absence of action and hiding of potential. Once you embrace your own light, you will be able to diminish the fear. We all hide behind our own light, for we think that we might shine so bright that it actually scares us. We are afraid that we may blind others by this light of ours. That if we shine, it is going to create so much, so fast, that we are afraid. If only we embrace our own light, we can dissipate all this fear. We create this fear to cover up the truth. We cover up the fact that we are magnificent creations and we can bring to light all the things that we think of and we choose. The only way to tame this beast is to consciously live and consciously create our thoughts. We give it a clear direction. We let the orientation of our mind, of our thoughts, be beautiful. We let our thoughts be clear and conscious. And then we create because we can. So let go of the fear. Let go of anything that comes between you and your dreams. Let go because the fear is not real. Embrace your potential. You are fabulous.